Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Cole. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dell Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Gene Conley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Speak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. One out. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a line drive into right field. Morin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morin. Mathews moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Banks reaches second base with a double. Bruton throws the ball into Adcock, who tags Banks trying to return to first, for the out. Morgan moves to third. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Long reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley fires to first and has Morgan trapped. There's the throw to Cole, who tags Morgan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-1 in the game. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Banks bunts towards the mound. Conley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Long hits a fly ball towards center. Bruton catches it and throws to second to double up Banks. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-1 in the game. Aaron is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-1 in the game. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-1 in the game. Drott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Speak hits a line drive towards first. Adcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-2 in the game. Cole strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Long takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morin bunts towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Long moves to second. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bolger strikes out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive towards short. Littrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Littrell. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tanner strikes out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Littrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-2 in the game. Drott bunts in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mantilla. Aaron throws it away. That's an error on Aaron. Speak moves all the way to home. It's 6-1, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Long reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long scores. It's 7-1, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cole scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Johnny Logan pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger who is chasing the ball. Logan reaches third base with a triple. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Drott. Logan scores. Bruton moves to second. It's 7-2, Cubs. Frank Torre pinch hits for Dick Cole. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to third. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bruton scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Murph now pitching. Johnny Logan now playing shortstop. Felix Mantilla now playing second base. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Littrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-3 in the game. Drott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speak. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. Crandall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-4 in the game. Bruton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Milwaukee Braves, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.